Tonight's Shir Simen Reish Chaf Tes Birkas HaKeshes V'Chama B'Tekufaso. The brach on a rainbow and the sun when it returns to its place, when it does its full cycle. Sif Aleph. Haroya HaKeshes Oyem. If you see a rainbow, you say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, Zoicher HaBris, Nema B'Visoy, V'Kayam B'Ma'amaro. Ribbono Shel Olam remembers the bris he made, he's trusted with his bris, he keeps his word. But also the stackable bios, and one is not allowed to stare at it excessively. Mr. Bursif Khan Aleph, Haroya Keshes Vachulu. Vein Kedaila Haga the Chaver Shesh Keshes. It's not worthwhile to tell someone else there's a rainbow outside Mitam, Motzi Diba. It's like saying Lashon Hara. The rainbow represents a time when the Ribbono Shel Olam is angry at the world, and he's not destroying the world because of his promise. So you don't want to publicize that. There are other Svarim who disagree. Chaim Avadia brings a sefer that says, no, it's different today, it's not the same thing, and one can tell others. Most people who know the Mishnah Berurah don't tell others, but some people don't know the Mishnah Berurah do tell others, and they have who to be samachan. Sivkan Beis, Omer V'chul, he says this bracha, Ubikan Imro'a Oso Orapam, in this case, if you see it again, Afil B'Torah Shloshim Yom, even within 30 days, Chos and Mevarech will say the bracha again. This is not like the other things that you make the bracha once a month. Here, the rainbow you made the bracha on is gone. And now there's a new rainbow. It's more similar to a bracha on thunder, where you don't have a 30-day rule. What's lovely to say, Shalei Avirenu Afal Pisha Rabbah Harshon. The Ibrahim doesn't go against his promise, even though there may be many wicked people. V'kayim b'ma'amaro, afilu hoya habris, even if it wouldn't be a bris, kimen sha'amar, since the Ibrahim said it, b'dibo ba'almo, with just his words, v'lo yia oid ma'abu l'shachis ha'aretz, there will not be another ma'abu to destroy the earth. Baruch hu she'kayim ma'amaro. It is clear that he will keep what he says. Sifkan Heva also the stock of a chulu. One should not stare at the rainbow excessively. The Gemara says if someone does stare at the rainbow, it will affect his eyesight. He sees it and he says the brach, and that's it. The Be'er Locha writes as follows: Haroi Hakeshes. If you see a rainbow, lo nisba'er in be'inun dafka shi'ayu betunas keshes. It's not clear. Do you have to see the entire bow, to hukachatzi gurn agula, basically a semicircle, or afilu mixas imenudai, or even a small portion of it? It's very common to see a section of the rainbow, part of the arc, but to see the full semicircle, that's not that common. And many poskim say lahalocha not to make the bracha unless you see the full semicircle, since the Mishnah Berurah says it's not clear. So then, Safik Brach is a halkal. We're not going to make the brach when you see a section of a rainbow. You have to see the entire semicircle, the entire bow of the rainbow, in order to make the bracha. This halacha, I don't think applies when you go to Niagara Falls, and everyone sees a rainbow because of the mist coming up. That's not what it's talking about. It's talking about a storm, and you see in the sky, not because he said vapor refracts the light. That's not enough. It has to be in the sky. There's a shadow that's come up. Sometimes you'll see a lunar corona. It's a rainbow in a full circle around the moon at night. And this is because high up there's ice particles and the light of this moon hits it and it goes in a complete circle around the moon. It's called a lunar corona. The halach, we don't make a bracha then either. The bracha is on the rainbow that we see during the daytime in the semicircle. See if Beis. Haroe chama b'tekufasa. If you see the sun when it returns to its full cycle, it's gone its full cycle. Fumi chav ches to chav ches, it's every 28 years. The tekufa b'tchilas leil revi. And tekufas nisan begins on Tuesday night. Kisharoya osa b'yom dalad. When you see the sun Wednesday morning, baboker in the morning. Oyem, you make a bracha, baruch oseh maaseh breishis. Which is your machos, the full bracha, oseh maaseh breishis. V'chem avarach gam ken kishor levona b'taharasa. We also say the bracha when you see the moon, purely, kochav mishmer osam, and the stars in their places, mazol spitam, and the constellations in their time. This is when the moon comes out in the beginning of Mazal Tled, the beginning of the month. And it's not leaning north or south. The rest of the five stars, so they go back to their position at the beginning of Mazal Tled. They're not leaning north or south. When we see the Mazal Tled come up in the east, and there's not too much explanation here because we don't make this bracha. Let's take a look at Mishnah Berurah Gonfal. B'tekufasa, when the sun goes through its cycle, Mekom shechozeres sham l'tchilas hakeifa. This is where the sun returns, where it begins its cycle. He sha'as tliyas ha'ma'oiris. This is when the Ribono Shel Olam put the ma'oiris in the sky, be'es ha'briya, at the time of creation. At that time, it begins to serve and to cycle through. It's a 28-year cycle. Until it returns exactly to that spot, Tuesday night, like the time of creation. So Tekufas Nisan occurs that Tuesday night. This is the beginning of spring. Sivkan Ches Baboker, when you see the sun in the morning. Hain lechatchila mitzvah semiyad. The mitzvah lechatchila is right away, lahakdima de'efsher, as early as possible. The notes bring that the minig is to daven v'sikin, you daven at sunrise, and then you say the bracha. V'tov levor chasob berovam, it's ideal to make the bracha with the whole group. U'bediyeved al shol shos arayom. If you didn't say the bracha right after sunrise, then you could say the bracha the first 3 hours of the day. But many achronim agree. Then, in case of need, you could make the bracha until chatzos, including shem malchus. If the sun is covered in clouds, and you don't see it, I am a shaychu. Look at shaychu. So basically, the reason you're delayed is usually because the sky is overcast and you can't see the sun. If the sun comes out later, you can still make the bracha. And the shaila is, can you see it through the clouds? So that is what he says next. If there is clouds in the sky, but you see the outline of the sun through the clouds, and you can make the bracha, and this is similar to what we say with Kiddush Levana. But if you don't see the sun at all, lo nira levarch, you can't make the bracha. He goes on to write minhagav in the bracha. The minig, his minig with this bracha is koydim habracha amar halos Hashem and Hashemayim. They say the kapitul halos Hashem. After oisamai sebreishes amupir, they say the poem keladona kalamasim ad v'chayas hakodesh to v'chayas hakodesh. And after that, they say the mizmor shemayim asap and kavod kel. Then they follow the Aleinu, Vikadish, and Kadish. Se'if Katan Tes, V'chem Avav V'chulam. Then the Shulchan Aruch gets into this whole thing about a bracha by the moon and the constellations and the stars. Kayom Einog Ganoam B'zet. Today that's not the minhag. Sifkan Yud HaNesharim, including the five extra stars. What are the five? Heim Shavsai, Saturn, Tzedek, Jupiter, Ma'ad, Mars, Noga, Venus, Kochav, and Mercury. These are the seven Kochvei Leches, including the sun and the moon. So we don't make the bracha. The only thing we make the bracha on is for the sun when it comes, but to Kufasa, when it has the 28-year cycle, and we call it Birchas Hachama.